Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right, welcome to another episode of Red, White, and Blues. I'm your host, Johnny Cox. This is a program about the genre of music known as the blues. On this program, we discuss the history of the blues, the artist, songs, instruments, and pretty much whatever we feel like talking about. And I can't thank you enough for listening to today's show. And usually I have a theme for the show, you know, like Chicago blues, Memphis blues, maybe Three Kings, female artists, whatever, acoustic blues. Today I just said, I was listening to the radio this week and I was streaming some music. I said, I was going to pick some cool blues songs and put them on today's show. And that's what we're going to do. I picked three cool artists, and one of my favorite blues artists out there is Mr. Joe Bonamassa. And let's jump right into it. And Blues Deluxe from Mr. Joe Bonamassa.
Thank you. myself to sleep. Sometimes I get so worried, baby. Now you don't wanna sit down and cry myself to sleep.
There is Blues Deluxe from Mr. Joe Bonamassa, one of the best blues guitarists alive today. Believe it or not, that song was actually from the Jeff Beck Group, and the original vocalist in that song was Rod Stewart. I think it was back in the 60s, maybe early 70s, but Joe did a fine rendition of that song. Great guitarist, the man who I met personally. I got to interview him backstage at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center one time. I asked for 15 minutes, and he gave me his 15 minutes. He's a man of his word. Here's another really great Joe Bonamassa song, one of my favorites, Asking Around for You.
See you. have an angel on my shoulder, and I'll be coming.
What a wonderful song that is. Asking around for you. Think about the lyrics of that song. If I get to heaven, first thing I'm going to do, before I meet my maker, I'm going to ask around for you. I mean, how good is that? That is just some wonderful, wonderful lyrics. And that is by the great Mr. Joe Bonamassa, a man I had the opportunity to meet, talk with, have a conversation with, ask some questions. And I like Joe because he's very unique. He's unlike any other artist. And the thing I noticed lately about him is his instruments. You know, he has a Gibson signature Les Paul model, the Joe Bonamassa Les Paul. It's a very expensive guitar. And you would think that, you know, he's very loyal to Gibson guitars. But sometimes I see him play Fender Stratocasters, Fender Telecasters, and even though he's the Les Paul, he'll play other Gibson models also. I've seen him play the SG, the Flying V, especially the Flying V when he does his Albert King tribute. That's pretty cool right there. And I think one of them I saw was actually Albert King's guitar because it was upside down. And Albert King was left-handed. But Joe Bonamassa, he always pushes the envelope. He's always moving forward, always trying new things. And that's what it's all about. And while he's doing this, he's still remaining true to the genre of music. We celebrate as the blues. And he just probably, in my opinion, the best blues artist out today. Well, don't go away. We have more music coming. I think I picked the next artist. I think I'm going to play some Kenny Wayne Shepherd, another one of my favorites. And we'll hear that here in just a few minutes. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,